If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, I told you hours ago this was going to happen. Jeff Hathorn was going to join for just a little bit at the top of the 5 o'clock hour to talk about what's going on in sports this weekend. Now, let me welcome in our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Colin.
You know when you write on the phone where it says like Joe and it'll say like Aetna, you know, like they're right their hometown? Margo wrote Jeff Hathorn and then it says my boy, and I'm supposed to say it like Marty. There's Jeff, my boy.
my man.
Anyway, okay, bring me up to speed, because I wanted to have you on the last hour of the show to allow as much time as possible before the kind of the week ended and the Steelers headed to Jacksonville and all that stuff. Bring me up to speed as the right now current what's happening with Steeler contracts and people holding out and people holding in and all of this. So what's going on? Is there any new news?
Yeah, as we found out as the Steelers started practice yesterday in Latrobe, that Cam Hayward's agent leaked out to Adam Schefter that, oh yeah, him working on the side isn't because he's 36 or trying to give young guys. He wants more cash. And Chris Boswell does too. Boswell wasn't at practice, and he's looking for a new contract. And the thing is, both of these guys have 2 years remaining on their contract. The big thing with Dan Rooney, Art's dad, was that we never negotiate with guys with more than 1 year left on their contract, and you don't do it in season. This is not considered in season.
Except the quarterback, right?
Except. The only exception has been Ben Roethlisberger. Now, could you make one for Cam Hayward? Probably, given all he's done for the franchise, 10-time captain, all of that stuff. You could, and then tell any other player, hey, you do that, then you know you can come talk to us. But you're setting a precedent if you allow guys to hold out and then renegotiate contracts a couple of years into them. And for Hayward, he actually hasn't started his contract extension he just signed. And he wants more money. And listen, what he did on the field, he was grossly underpaid by NFL standards. And this is his way to try to...
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
To get more money with only a couple of years left in his career.
Does a guy like Boswell, okay, the knee jerk will be from some people. All right, he's a kicker and it's training camp. Get in there. A kicker shouldn't have the latitude to have a hold in, but is he a special exemption because of how good he is?
Yeah, I think kickers have more drivers off the tee than they do actual kicks in training camp. So I'm not so worried about a kicker getting a lot of work in camp. Chris Boswell could show up in the regular season having just played golf the entire time, maybe with one or two or three practices, and be ready to go for the season. Like, I'm not concerned about him from that standpoint. The thing is, you know, when he signed, he was the highest paid kicker in the league. Now he's the lowest paid kicker in his own division, and he had the best season in the NFL last year. Listen, he signed a contract for $5 million a year. Well, now he wants more money. I don't know what kind of leverage he has. And the other part is, if they hold out it costs them their game checks. So if they don't show up, even the start of training camp, an unexcused absence, they start taking chunks of their salary, and that is not negotiable. It goes away from them.
What's the latest on TJ Watt?
TJ's fine. They're calling it a slow ramp up to the season. And basically, they just don't want him to get hurt in training camp. So he is, he says that there are times he wants in there, and the coaches are telling him, just chill. You know, you don't need to do a lot of this stuff, and we want to take a look at the younger guys. So everything's good with him. And, you know, you thought everything was good except for these two contract things. And let me say this, Colin. Mm-hmm. Listen, these guys get in the locker room, as you know. It's not like they're all like, oh, you guys are, you're hosing the Roonies. I would say 99% of them are like, yeah, go get your money.
Oh, for sure. 100% so. Now, answer me this. Tomorrow night in Jacksonville, the way that it plays out, how will it play out for starters? How will it play out for key players? And if you're watching the full game, what should you expect?
If you're watching the full game, man, you are a dedicated football fan, because 16 starters aren't even going to dress. And then you don't know how many some of the other ones are even going to play. This is about finding out about guys that could be on your practice squad, maybe backups barely making the 53-man roster, or young guys that have never played in the NFL. Other than that, I mean, there's not much to watch. If you're a football junkie, there's a ton to watch. A rookie tailback, rookie defensive lineman, a rookie outside linebacker. There are some receivers that are fighting for, you know, roster spots. There's a punting battle if you want to go that deep into the weeds. I mean, there's a lot of, if you're really into it, there's stuff you can watch. But if you're turning it on and going, where are all the Steeler names that I know, don't be surprised.
Take me through the tailback battle and how you think, if you could project it and fast forward, the carries will be split up once the season starts.
Yeah, Jalen Warren's the starter, and he's not playing in the game tomorrow. But no doubt he is the starter. Beyond that, Kenneth Gainwell came over. He backed up Saquon Barkley in Philly last year, and they drafted a guy out of Iowa in the third round, 21 touchdowns last year. He's the Big Ten running back of the year. But his thing is, he needs to learn how to protect the quarterback better. His protection needs some work. He wants to be an every down back. That is something that he has got to improve on. And here's an opportunity for him to do it against another team. Because what happens when you get in a couple of weeks into camp, the defense, each other knows each other's plays. So the defense knows what the offense are going to run. Sometimes they can cheat and you're not getting a true account of what's going on. There's no cheating in this game. And he's a very easy one to be able to look at yards or miss blocks and see how he performs.
Last thing before I let you go, we got on the other side of the trade deadline for the Pirates. Now that Paul Skeen seems to go out and throw a gem every single time and there's not necessarily much around him, is it just a trudge through the rest of the time on his contract, or is there actually going to be any sort of bright spot and they do surround him with talent?
So this offseason, if you want to win over Paul Skeens, it's not about talking to him about money. It's what you do in this offseason, what you put on the field with him. This Pirates organization needs to spend $60, $70, $80 million this offseason. They've got it. They've only got, I think, $40 million or so committed for next year. They need to go out and spend some serious money if they want to not only get better, but show Paul Skeens that, hey, we're committed here to doing something while you're here. It's up to them. He's going to be watching, and his future is more about what they do this offseason than anything else that will happen during his time in Pittsburgh.
Oh, another real quick one. Do you think he'll ever show frustration?
I do. He's hinted at it. Mm-hmm. Like he's thrown, like when Shelton was fired, he said, well, you know, if this was going to make a difference, he said, let's see how the guys act. You know, there was a little shot there. He made a mention a couple of weeks ago about, we need some bats here. I think at some point he's going to probably say a little bit more, maybe not this year, but especially if they don't do something this offseason, I would expect him to be not accosting management, but at least questioning where this organization is going.
Great stuff. Jeff, enjoy your weekend. Wonderful to have you as always, and we'll talk soon.
You too. Thanks, Colin.
All right, Jeff Hathorne. He's sprinting off to the weekend. Great stuff from him.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.